This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Carlos, I know Canning's been relying heavily on the slider, the changeup, but was that the best you've seen his fastball so far?
100%. I thought the slider was good again today, the way he uses both the slider and changeup, but the fastball at the top of the zone to finish off hitters. You know, he got swing and misses. He's got strikeouts with that pitch, and he kept going at it. You know, he executed well. You know, he was high enough to get by the hitters. And like I said, he got good carry, good deal, and use it effectively. But overall, it was really good.
Are you at all surprised that he was that effective coming off the sickness?
I was hoping that, you know, we needed at least five from him, you know, and but we were going to watch him closely, you know, because he was weak a couple of days ago, but we felt good about him taking the ball today, and yesterday he had a normal day, but we were still monitoring. But then watching him go out there and continue to execute pitches, hold the velo, and yeah, he wasn't missing his spots. Good outing by him.
Tony,
what is the biggest difference in your eyes between the Canning, you know, we've seen early this season versus maybe the one you've seen?
Who?
Canning.
Okay.
Versus maybe the one you've seen in prior years.
Well, I mean, when he was with Anaheim, well, last year he threw a really good game against us. You know, he threw six innings and there was a lot of strikeouts, a lot of weak contact. But he used to like that fastball a lot, you know, and I remember that being the plan, you know, like we got to take away his fastball, knowing that the breaking ball, the secondary pitches were really, really good. Now, I think the biggest difference is and the biggest adjustment is how he's using his arsenal, you know. He's getting ahead with a lot of different pitches, whether it's the slider, the changeup, using the fastball effectively. On hitter's count, he's not just throwing four-seam fastballs there. He's using all of his pitches, the slider, the changeup. And then when he's ahead, he's sneaking fastballs by hitters. So I think it's an adjustment, and I think he's got the ability to read the situation and read what lineups and hitters are trying to do to him. When he knows that they are sitting on his breaking pitches, he's going to use the fastball. And when they're attacking his fastball, he's going to use the other weapon. So I think that's the biggest thing for me.
Andrew?
Were you just going to go batter to batter with him there in the sixth? And how big was that for your bullpen after the last 2 days just to get a deep start from him?
Yeah, when he went back out there, not necessarily I was going batter to batter. But once I think he got to 90-some pitches and got one out, at that point, Reader was ready to go. So I was going batter to batter then. Glad he, you know, he got the last two and gave us six.
Abby?
Looks like some positive signs from Beatty and Vientos. What did you see in their at-bats tonight?
Yeah, I like especially Beatty. With Vientos, we've seen that the whole year. We just haven't seen the results. But I've been saying it. He keeps hitting the ball hard. With Beatty, I thought yesterday he hit a ball, you know, a line right over the shortstop head. of a fastball that was 95 plus. That's a good sign when he's staying inside the baseball, but he's also pulling the ball like he did today. Not missing pitches on time, and that's a good sign. So Vientos is fine. Beatty is showing the things that he's capable of doing.
Joe?
On Lindor's RBI single, he kind of stayed out of that rundown a little bit to let Taylor score. What'd you see there?
Yeah, I thought, you know, as soon as Walker let the ball go, I was screaming go, because I thought it was going to be over the cutoff, man. And then for some reason, that ball either just died or Contreras got deep enough to be able to cut that throw. And once he was in trouble, I thought he did a really good job staying in the rundown, and Taylor did a good job, you know, getting the jump when he needed to, and we stole that run when we probably made a mistake there, but it was an aggressive mistake. So, I thought we executed after we got in that rundown well.
Pretty good?
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.